The Island of the Serpent, a lecture in three parts. Part one, 11 minutes, the story itself.
And said, "Good news, Count. See, we have reached home. The mallet has been taken in hand, and the mooring stake driven in. The tying up rope having been placed on land. They are giving praise and thanking God. They are all embracing one another. Our crew has returned in good order. There is none missing from our expedition. We reached Lower Nubia. We have passed Biga. See then, we have returned in peace, and we have reached our own land. Listen to me, Count. I'm not over-talkative. Wash yourself. Pour water over your fingers. Then will you answer when you are addressed, and speak to the king with presence of mind. You will answer without hesitation. A man's mouth saves him. His speech obtains indulgence for him. But do as you wish. Talking to you thus worries you. I will relate to you, then, something similar which happened to myself when I went to the mine country for the sovereign.
I went down to the sea in a ship of 120 cubits in length and 40 cubits in width, in which were 120 sailors of the best of Egypt. Whether they looked at the sky or whether they looked at the land, their hearts were stouter than lions. They foretold a storm before it had come, and foul weather before it had arisen. The storm broke out while we were yet on the sea, before we could make the land. The wind arose and made a great noise, with waves 8 cubits high. The wave even struck the mast.
The church. And those that were not in it, not one survived except me. Then I cast on an island by a wave of the sea. I spent 3 days alone, with only my heart for my companion, lying within a shelter of wood, and I clung to the shade. Then I got to my feet to find out what I could put in my mouth. I found figs and grapes there, and all kinds of fine vegetables. Sycamore figs of two kinds were there, and cucumbers as though they were cultivated. Both fish and fowl were there. There is nothing that was not in that island. Then I ate my fill. I put food aside because I had so much by me. And having shaped a fire stick, I kindled fire and made a burnt offering to the gods.
Then I heard a thunderous noise, which I felt sure was a wave of the sea. The trees were splitting. The earth was shaking. When I uncovered my face, I found that it was a serpent that was coming. He was 30 cubits long, and his beard was more than 2 cubits long. His body was plated with gold. His eyebrows were the real lapis lazuli. He was extremely intelligent.
He addressed me while I was on my belly before him and said to me, "What has brought you? What has brought you, little one? What has brought you? If you delay in telling me what has brought you to this island, if you delay in telling me what has brought you to this island, I will cause you to find yourself burnt up, having become one who cannot be seen." He went on speaking to me, but I heard it not. I was on my belly before him and had become unconscious. Then he placed me in his mouth and carried me off to his resting place. He set me down, and I was unscathed. I was safe and sound, not being overpowered. He addressed me while I was on my belly before him.
And said to me, what has brought you, little one? What has brought you to this island of the sea, whose borders are in the waters? To understand the serpent demand to help, it helps to take a little amplification from the Hungarian tale called Pretty Maid Ibronka. Ibronka spies through the keyhole of a church door upon her suitor, the devil. He is eating the brains of corpses. The devil demands that she say what she has saw, but she tells her story from her own human perspective, omitting what she has saw through the keyhole. Again and again, she tells her own version of her story and thus defeats and finally kills the devil.
Then I made answer to him, my arms being bent before him, and said to him, I went down to the mine country on business of the sovereign in a ship of 120 cubits in length and 40 cubits in width, in which were 120 sailors of the best of Egypt. Whether they looked at the sky or whether they looked at the land, their hearts were stubborner than lions. They foretold a storm before it had come, and foul weather before it had arisen. Every one of them was stouter of heart and stronger of hand than his fellow. There was no fool among them. The storm broke out while we were yet on sea, and before we could make the land. The wind arose and made a great noise, with waves 8 cubits high. The wave even struck the mast. The ship perished, and of those that were in it, not one survived, except me. And here I am in your presence. I was brought to this island by a wave of the sea.
And he said to me, do not fear, little one, do not avert your face. You have reached me. See, God has preserved you, that he might bring you to this island to please me. There is nothing that is not in it. It is full of all good things. See, you will spend month upon month on this island until you have completed 4 months, and a ship will arrive from the residence in which will be sailors who are known to you. You will go away with them to the residence, and you will die in your city. How glad is he who relates what he has experienced when when painful things are past. Now I will relate to you something similar which happened in this island. I was in it with my kinsmen, and children were among them. We amounted to 75 serpents, my children and my kinsmen, without my mentioning to you the daughter whom I gained through prayer. Then a star fell, and these went up in a fire through it. It chanced that I was not with them, they were burnt, and I was not in their midst. Then I died for them when I found them to be a single heap of corpses. But if you have enough patience, you will embrace your children, you will kiss your wife, and see your house, and these things are best of all. You will reach your in which you were in the midst of your
kingdom. Crouching on my I touched the ground before him with my forehead, and said to him, I will describe your might to the sovereign, and cause him to be acquainted with your greatness. I will send you fine oils and perfumes, and the incense of the temples, wherewith every god is propitiated. And I will relate what has happened, having in mind what I have seen through his, the sovereign's might. Thanks shall be returned to you in the capital, in the presence of the council of the entire land. I will slaughter oxen for you as a burnt offering, and wring the necks of fowl for you. And I will send you ships laden with all the luxuries of Egypt that can be done for a god who loves men in a far country that men know not. Then he laughed at me, and at this that I had said as being vanity in his opinion, and said to me, you have not much myrrh and every kind of incense, but I am the ruler of Punt, and myrrh belongs to me, and that fine oil which you said should be brought is the chief thing of this island. And it shall come about that when you depart from here, nevermore will you see this island. It will have become water.
That ship came, even as he has previously foretold, and I went and set myself on a high tree, and I recognized those who were in the ship. I went to announce the matter, but found that he knew it, and he said to me, farewell, farewell, little one, to your house, to you may see your children. Let my repute be good in your city. See, this is all I require of you. Then I cast myself on my belly before him, my arms bent. And he gave me a cargo of myrrh, fine oil, various gums, essences and perfumes, eye paint, giraffe's tails, a great packet of incense, elephant's tusks, swift hounds, monkeys, apes, and all good and costly things. And I loaded them on this ship.
When I had cast myself on my belly to thank him, he said to me, see, you will reach the residence within 2 months and will embrace your children and grow young again at the residence and be embalmed there.
Then to the shore, near the ship, and called to the soldier who were in it. I gave praise on the shore to the Lord of this island, and those who were in the ship did likewise. We sailed away northwards to the residence of the sovereign, and we arrived at the residence in 2 months, exactly as he had said. Then I entered into the sovereign and presented to him these gifts which I had brought from the island. And he thanked me in the presence of the council of the entire island. Then I was made an attendant and was endowed with 200 head of slaves. Behold me, I had reached land after I had saw what I had experienced. Listen to my utterance. See, it is good to listen to people. Then the count said to him, do not play the virtuous man, my friend. Does one give water to a bird the day before when he is going to be killed in the morning?
This is the end of part 1. A lively discussion follows in the next 2 parts. Thank you.